come with me to a faraway land. And in the middle of this forest is a lion. A lion that rules over all the creatures. And no humans dare enter the forest except one. Because the lion's reputation as a fearless fighter frightened all sensible people away. But a woodman who lived across the river from the forest regularly came to cut down trees for fuel for his wood burner. And he just ignored the lion. He was quite a modern woodman. He actually had a chainsaw, which was petrol fueled, so he could carry it around with him over his shoulder. And he had a wheelbarrow as well to carry back his logs. But whenever he arrived in the forest, you could hear him. And the lion knew immediately it was the woodman. And in a secret sort of way, he respected the woodman because he wasn't scared of the lion. The lion would stand not many yards away and the woodman would just carry on with his work. And over time they became friends. There was a mutual respect there. The lion realised this woodman wasn't easily scared. And the woodman just saw a magnificent lion that strangely wasn't frightened by him. And they built up a friendship over several weeks and months. And the lion used to look forward to the woodman coming. Even during winter, the woodman, on the coldest days, would come across the river into the forest to cut wood for his wood burner so he didn't freeze to death in the winter. And then suddenly it all stopped. The lion was lonely. The woodman was his only friend because everybody else was frightened of him. And he wondered what had happened to him. Had he been injured? Even worse, had he died? Was he sick? And the woodman wasn't seen for days, and then a week or two, and the lion decided he would go and seek him out because perhaps he needed his help. And this was his best friend. So he followed the path that the woodman used to take back to the river. And despite the fact that there were crocodiles in the water, he waded and swam across the river and ignored the crocodiles because he was seeking out the woodman, trying to find out what was wrong with him. Eventually he reached the other side of the river and there was a sort of enclosure around this big wooden house. And he guessed this must be the woodman's home. And he clambered over the enclosure walls and came to the door, managed to push open the door, and there was the woodman just groaning in his bed and obviously very ill. And the lion, he remembered when his cubs were young and they used to get poorly, that licking them somehow had a magical healing quality. So he just steadied himself over the body of the woodman who was groaning and sweating profusely with the fever he was suffering from, and he started to lick him. He licked his feet, licked his arms and his face. But the woodman said, "No, no, get away. I don't want you. What are you doing? You stupid lion. And the lion was hurt. He said nothing. And he quietly backed off. And slowly he trudged back towards the river. He managed to leap over the enclosure walls. And this time the crocodiles were quite frisky, and he swam across the river, and one of the crocodiles actually nipped his leg, but he managed to pull his leg free despite it bleeding and reach the other bank of the river. And he ambled back home, very thoughtful but sad. His friend has rejected him, even though he'd almost risked his life to get to it. And within a few days, he too started to feel a fever. And no doubt the licking of the woodman's body had caused him to catch whatever illness the woodman was suffering from. And eventually the woodman recovered from his illness. And he went back into the forest. He took his chainsaw and started to cut the wood. He looked around and the lion was nowhere to be seen. He left his chainsaw there and he walked over to the special clearing in the bushes where the lion had made himself a home, with the trees overhead protecting him from the rain. And he went up to the lion, he said, "You know, what's wrong with you?" And the lion didn't respond. He just kept quiet. "But what's wrong with you?" said the woodman. I came all the way to save you," said the lion. "But you ignored me. You rejected me. Even though I licked your body to try and heal you and risked my life swimming through the river trying to avoid the crocodiles being bitten by one on the way back. We can no longer be friends. Thank you."